Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to This is Maria. Today we're talking about birthdays. Specifically, what is so special from the energetic perspective about the energy of your birthday? What are some of the rituals, exercises, things you should be thinking about on your actual birthday? What is your birthday an energetic opportunity for? What is it an invitation to do, and how you should spend your birthday? And that's really the agenda for today. Now, before we get going, I wanted to invite you to a workshop that I'm going to be hosting at the beginning of June. The workshop is going to be devoted to sacral chakra healing as well as the womb restoration. So we're going to be talking about the womb space, and the workshop is for women. So we're going to be talking about the major trauma of that energy center. What is the trauma, the stress, the drama, everything that is stored in that very important female energy center, or very important energy center specifically for women, shall I say? We're going to look at painful periods. We're going to look at menopause. We're going to look at miscarriages, abortions, why and what happens after you give birth and why you have energy leaks. We're going to look at energetically what happens and where the energy of your past partners, intimate partners, dwells. And we're going to clear and clean all of that up. So you're going to come out of that experience with a healed womb space. And everything, all types of healing always starts with energy, right? But you would be able to see a difference in your physical body and physical health afterwards as well. That is my intention. All right, my darlings, let's talk about the energies of birthdays. This is kind of a fun topic, and it has been requested, and whoever requested it, you know who you are. Thank you so much for nominating this topic. This is really fun. Okay. You cannot walk into the same water or into the same river twice. So obviously, when you are birthed, right, all of these, like, and all of the stars, all of the planets are aligned in a particular way. And that type of, like, if we were to look at all of the planets, that type of, call it tapestry, a pattern, is not going to be ever repeated. Now, yes, you know, if we only look at the major planets, you know, once about every 39 years or so, there are commonalities. So essentially, there would be a similarity. However, you don't really ever get the exact same planetary alignment as you had on the day of your birth. And by the way, planets are going on through their own evolution as well. And so, you know, the sun is changing every time. You have your own solar cycles. All the planets have their own cycles. So the planets of the past are not the planets of the future. That being said, despite the fact that everything is movement, everything is shifting, and everything is very dynamic inside of this world, there are certain commonalities. And a birthday is a very, very interesting date energetically, where what happens is, essentially, if you think about the birthday from the energy perspective, is it's your point zero. It's your zero point. So every year, you're passing through the point zero, or you're going back to square zero, if that is more helpful. What is this point for? Obviously, you are aligning to the same position of the sun that happened during your birth, right? So essentially, you are aligning to your native energies. The sun shines the same way, you know, on your birthday in terms of vibration, general vibration, as it did when you were born, or at least, you know, outside of its own cycle, there are a lot of similarities to the energies. That being said, what's really, really important about the energy of your birth is that zeroing out, right? What does it mean? So anytime you complete one cycle, one solar cycle, and go into the next, it's an opportunity to do some shedding and some letting go and become really, really intentional about what are the energies, the habits, the patterns, the people, the circumstances that you want to carry into your new solar year, and what are the energies that you would rather leave behind. Because this process is usually unintentional, or rather very subconscious. You know, there's no common ritual around the shedding that happens during the birthday. Most people end up carrying the same, call it karma, and the same energy from one year into another without the proper renewal. Now, your birthday is such a sacred time for you personally. And it is not only an invitation, but it's a carte blanche. It is a complete, it's almost like having having all of your sins forgiven type of situation, right? Like, not that I believe in sins per se, everything is a learning, but it's that same concept of you being able and being invited to do the tally of everything that happened in the prior solar year for you personally, all the things that you achieved, all the things that you did not achieve, all the things that you wanted for yourself, you know, the pain points, etc., and get very intentional about what it is that you want to carry into the new year. And literally, like, the ritual you need to do is first write down, like, you know, out with the old, like all of the old things that you want to let go of. And then you flip the page and you start with a new page. And that's where you set intentions. So one of the rituals that is still very much upheld with birthdays is the birthday cake and the making a wish, which is really the remnant of what was once done with the people that, you know, were intentional about their birthdays, usually the priesthood, and the people that the priesthood taught. They would get very particular about setting intentions. And it wasn't just one hasty wish that you make before blowing out a candle, but it was a very well-written process for, you know, your dreams and aspirations. So almost like a vision board. Believe it or not, but the strength of your vision board and the speed of manifestation, it would be most optimal, not if you do it during the new year, the traditional new year, call it January 1st or whatever, during that transition, but it would be more potent if you do it on your own birthday, right? Because again, you pass through that zero point, you have this very small window of opportunity where you could let go of all the things that are weighing you down. And then with that renewed energy, when that energy is being freed up, you get to set intentions. So that is really what that period is for. How do you do the shedding? The shedding is both like a write-up exercise where you're writing down all the things that you want to let go, as well as an energy practice. And the energy practice, almost like a meditation, and you may do the shedding. If you want, you can even do it a day or two prior to your actual birthday, or you can do it the day of your birthday. The shedding feels like removing old skin. Like, almost imagine that there is, like in a meditative state, right? Almost imagine that you have like a layer of skin that you can remove, or you can imagine it as like a piece of clothing that you want to take off. And be very intentional about actually naming, as you're taking off this old clothing, name and say specifically, what is the pattern, the energy, the habit that you would like to release or you are releasing? And it should say, it should be stated as a fact, almost as in like, I am releasing low self-worth, or I am releasing this toxic relationship that I'm in. So, you know, as if it's, you know, it's a done deal, like I'm releasing it, it's about to be done. So the shedding. You may also choose to do a little bit of like an etheric shower or an energy shower right afterwards. So almost like feeling like it's raining from the heavens and it's gold. Gold is a good color of the rain, but some of you may want to imagine like a blue rain actually. And then that rain just taking things off of you energetically, to help with the shedding, almost like removing any unwanted energies. And then it should feel like you're this newly birthed baby. It's almost like you're going through a birth canal again, right? When babies go through a birth canal, it's actually a very interesting, challenging, but beautiful time, because the baby that naturally goes through a birth canal needs to claim its life force. It needs to state very firmly that it's ready to be birthed and that it's ready to claim its life force. It's ready to be on its path as a born human, right? So it's actually a very challenging process for the baby, not just the mother. Like, it's a traumatic experience, shall we say, for both parties. Of course, during your actual birthday, you're still going through a birth canal, right? And so that's why, you know, energetically, right, in a meditation, imagining that you are going through a birth canal of sorts, you don't have to imagine your mother's body anymore, but almost like imagine it as a tube or some type of pipe, and you're going through it, and the pipe is golden or the pipe is white. And, you know, as you're going through the pipe, right, just imagine moving through the pipe after you've done the shedding. And then think and focus on what is it that you would like to reemerge as? What is this new version of you? What are the qualities that this version has? And more importantly, focus on the life that you want to live. like the outcomes, the life that you want to have. And then, you know, imagine going through that and like claiming that as you move through the birth canal. And then going, emerging on the other side, because that birth canal, imaginary birth canal, is going to have an end. And so you emerge on the other side. And that is where you look at the sun. And the sun is really, really, really important. Because really, you know, it's a solar year, meaning the sun year, right? Is your birthday, celebrates your solar year. And so what greets you on the other side is the sun. In the same way that when you were birthed, the sun also greeted you, right? Maybe not right away if you were birthed in the middle of the night, but the sun greeted you, and babies are very attuned to the sun and very attuned to light. And so in the same way that you as a baby once greeted the sun, it's very important for you to greet this etheric version of the sun in your meditation. And here's what's going to happen. So essentially, when you go through the zeroing process, right, this point zero, a couple of things are happening outside of the shedding of the skin and the setting of intentions. What happens is an energy infusion. This energy infusion happens in the background, meaning you're going to get an infusion from the sun and sometimes from your higher self as well, like a top up. Right? Because you were running, you know, you were running very fast, you were using up your energy, your battery may not be at capacity, your battery may not be at 100%. So the sun, you know, looking at your battery capacity, is going to want to give you an energy top up to last you for another solar year. And your higher self may want to step in as well. Now, higher selves don't always, like, meaning not every year would they send you energies, but only depending on, like, if you have something major happening. Call it about 20% of the time, your higher self is also going to want to participate in the energy top-up exercise in collaboration with the sun. Even if you don't do any kind of ritual, that happens in the background. However, your ability to unpack and integrate the energy of your body, like the energy of the sun into your body, and to really fully benefit from that top up, would go up exponentially if you do this conscious ritual, right? Every time we work with the energies consciously, we're amplifying our chances for success. And so here, what I would invite for you to do is, once you emerge from the birth canal on the other side, you greet the sun. And you open up essentially your heart and your solar plexus. And then you start receiving the energy of the sun into these two chakras first, in your heart and your solar plexus in the middle of your belly. And you start receiving them. Just imagine it as a golden stream of light pouring into your body, like filling up your battery. It's almost like you should be able to measure the battery. And that battery needs to go up to 100%. So like keep receiving the energy of the sun for up until it feels complete, up until it feels complete. For some of you, you may be tempted to open the rest of your chakras up and invite the sun in all of the other chakras. If that feels aligned to you, do so as well, right? Some of you really need that, call it stimulation from the sun across your entire chakral system, right? So that would help. And, you know, if there is the energy of your higher self, that is going to feel like white to you, right? So the energies of the sun are going to feel very golden yellow. The energies of your higher self, if you have a top up in this particular calendar year, are going to feel very white to you. And it's almost going to feel like you got a package, you got a parcel from your higher self. It's almost like the parcel is going to be descending from the skies, and almost like it's going to fall on your lap. And so take the energies and like literally integrate them into your heart. Take that white parcel, if you see it, integrate that into your heart and give it as much space inside of your body as you need to. Allow that parcel to unpack and claim its space, claim its territory within your body. And then it'll do what it needs to do. You don't have to worry too much about what happens with that energy, because the energy is going to be used up in the process of you living your new solar year. And it's, you know, the energy is there for a reason. Just trust the process. Trust that there is a method to this madness. And then overall, it may feel very good for you to just stand under the sun and just feel into its energies and get an energetic shower from the sun, and also understand, You know, specifically, what are the energies that it gave you, like it graced you with? Just because you're a particular zodiac sign doesn't mean that the sun granted you the entire spectrum of energies of that sign. The sun may have chosen to imbue you with certain powers more than others. And so it may be fun for you to have a conversation with the sun and ask the questions and receive the answers and just tune into your intuition. It sounds complicated, but once you actually start doing it, you'll start getting insights and you'll start get energetic hints. So again, on your birthday, it's really important to go through point zero and do the shedding, because you cannot invite the new in if your cup is full. If your bag is full, if your energetic body is full, filled to the brim, it's going to be very hard for you to benefit from the process. And so allow yourself to do the shedding. Do the intentional letting go. If you feel called to do a physical decluttering, like throw something out, perhaps, you know, it's good timing because it does help you free up space. Then go in with a, not to be repetitive, but to be repetitive. Then go with a very particular intention. And do the exercise of going through the birth canal. And then probably most importantly, or just as important as the shedding, get the energies from the sun, specifically into your heart and into your solar plexus chakras, because that new energy boost is going to last you for another 365 days, give or take, until you're ready to receive a new boost. What's interesting, though, is every year you're getting a little bit of a different facet of energies from the sun. So it may seem to you that that's gold and that's also gold and that's also gold. So what could possibly be different about these energies? But it's very interesting because solar consciousness, right, sun in general, as a symbol, it's a proxy for God, goddess, source. And because of that, it's a portal, right? That's why people do sun gazing. And because it's a portal, it is like your means of communicating with the divine. The energy that the divine sends you back is very specific. It's not the run-of-the-mill, like, average type of energy. In fact, what goes on is an attunement process. So the solar consciousness, the local sun, which is, you know, the version that is sharing the energy with you, right? Like, your local sun is going to be sharing their life force with you. Your local sun is able to follow your lifeline. And essentially, it knows what are the main points of friction, what are the main opportunities for you in the next solar year, et cetera, et cetera. And so it sees your path, it sees your future. Based on that, it's going to give you a particular type of energies so you can overcome your obstacles. And it's going to withhold others that may be less relevant to you based on the happening, of your life. And so the sun is going to adjust its frequencies and give you the things that you need to live the happy and healthy life, right? So that's what's important. Meaning, every year when you're going to be doing this practice, it's not going to be the same because it's going to be a whole new set of energies, because that set of energies is dictated by the challenges that you're here to overcome in the next year. And that is why, again, even solar energies are not created equal. And that's why it could be such a beautiful, beautiful ritual for you to do on your birthday. All right, my darlings. I'm going to take a couple of questions from the collective. Anything you wanted to know about your birthday? The question is, does it really matter if you spend your birthday alone or you spend it with others? Because it sounds like it's a sacred day, but most people, you know, like to be at parties, etc. Well, it's important to find at least some time for introspection, and usually the mornings are perfect, the day off. So even if you have a party in the afternoon or the evening, try to devote a good 1 hour in the morning, if you can, to the ritual. If you can't, do it the day prior. That is also going to work. Do it the day prior. Day after, you can also do it, but it's not as... shall we say it's not as potent because the sun has already passed that energy? Could you still catch it? Yes, but it's most optimal if you catch it prior. The next question is, so should we be making a wish while we're blowing out candles, or is this like a, you know, useless? Yeah. It's not as useful as an intentional process of building out a vision board or like being very intentional in your journal around the things that you want to create for your life. I don't see it as particularly harmful at all. So you may do it as, I don't know, a means of entertainment, but it does not really have all that much of a spiritual significance. And in fact, I mean, do I really love the blowing out of the candles? I don't know, because candle, like, you know, fire represents life force. So it's like blowing out a candle is kind of like blowing out your own life force in a way. And part of it is actually connected to the ritual of aging. I don't know that, you know, blowing out the candles is all that beneficial. Again, how harmful it is, you know, all other things considered that age you, blowing out a candle on your birthday is probably not the worst. But let's just say that ritual, like from the energetic perspective, does symbolize that a part of your life force is gone. Like it was there and then it's gone. So I don't love it from that perspective. Yeah, but in other words, it doesn't really matter if you spend the day alone or you spend the day with a group, as long as you devote some alone time for rituals or for a meditation. And listen, if you cannot devote an hour, that's fine. Do the journaling the day prior, so you can at least do the quick, like, 10-minute exercise of passing through the birth canal and then reemerging on the other side to claim the energies of the sun. Even if you just do that 10, 12-minute thing the day of, you're golden. Like, you're great. You're fine. I'll take another question. Anything that is birthday related? Is there other significance, or is there another significance of passing through the point zero? Like, what is the special significance of that zero point? Well, the zero point is like an invitation. Actually, thank you for reminding me, because that's another thing. The zero point is an invitation for realignment. So before you come into an incarnation, your higher self has a plan for you. Drawn up, point A, point B, these are all the major events in that lifetime. Here we go. You know, as you're going through the process of making your own choices, you know, making decisions, et cetera, all of these, like the multiverse joins in, and all of these potentialities are birthed. And sometimes you start kind of like moving away from the core intention of your higher self. So this point of zero, which is your birthday, is an opportunity. And again, it's a very small pocket of opportunity, a window of opportunity for you to go back to the original plan if you so wish, right? Because you are, it's a free will based universe. If you feel like you could use some additional realignment to the original trajectory that your higher self has drafted for you, you can use your birthday as a means of doing that. And it feels like switching timelines a little bit, or doing like a quantum leap. And so essentially how you would do that is this, like on your birthday, and ideally, and again, like ideally, if you can do it around, like within an hour of your actual time of birth. So if you were born at 7 p.m., try to do that from 6 to 8 p.m. on the day of your birthday. And this is like a realignment ritual. So here's what you would do. You close your eyes, you imagine your lifeline in front of you, your lifeline, meaning like the path of your life going into the future. It looks like a golden thread of energy, and it's like right in front of you. That's very easy to imagine. And then you imagine the sun right above your head, and the sun is painting almost like another path, right? Next to you. It's not the exact path that you are on, but it's another path. And so the sun is going to light up a whole new path and a whole new opportunity for you. And that is the path that is intended for you from your higher self. And so essentially, imagine that you're literally taking your body from your lifeline that you're on right now, lifting it up into the air and planting yourself firmly onto the lifeline that has been drawn for you by the sun. Also a golden lifeline, right? And then do the realignment so that that one feels like that's right in front of you. So like shift your axis so that lifeline that the sun drew is right in front of you. Like straight up, like you're looking at it. And that is how you would adjust your timeline. And then just imagine walking down that lifeline, that life path, if you will. And that is going to be an opportunity for you to reconnect with the original purpose and the original vibration of what your higher self wanted you to live. So that's a little hack. So thank you for reminding me about that with your question. All right, my darlings, I hope this was fun. I hope this was helpful. If you want me to dive into some related topics, do let me know in the comments any requests you may have. And that's it. Sending you a big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.